Now, rather than telling another ancient Zen story, I'll end this session with a personal story that integrates a Zen viewpoint into everyday life. Over the long Labor Day weekend, my wife and I attended the Strawberry Music Festival, a four-day Americana music event that takes place on the edge of Yosemite National Park. Once we had set up camp, we walked the huge area, watching the woods come to life with multicolored tents and imaginative group campsite configurations. Children and adults on bicycles zigzagged along the dirt roads. A truck lumbered slowly through the arising community, spraying water to minimize the dust. After a leisurely hike and some chai tea soy lattes, we were ready for an evening of music starting at 5 p.m. I was delighted with the opening acts, but as darkness settled over Music Meadow and the third band was beginning to play, the sky looked a lot like rain and the temperature dropped like a rock. To make a long story short, soon after we fell asleep in our tent, my wife, Tara, sat bolt upright in our zipped-together sleeping bags and nudged me to wake up. Rain was dribbling on our tent, and it sounded like a bear was rooting around outside. As it turned out, there were several bear incidents over the four-day festival. But back to my story, I got up and poked my head outside with a flashlight. "I think it's just people moving around because of the rain," I said. Tara said it sounded like a bear to her. When the rain really let loose, I checked the tent for leaks. I hadn't caulked the seams and water was coming in, but I did bring two large clear plastic tarps just in case. With a tarp over the tent and no sign of bears, we fell back to sleep. And it rained hard all night long and was still raining when we awakened in the morning. Water was pooled in the lower corner of the tent, seeping into one of our travel bags. We could see our breath inside. "No music, no matter how much I love it, is worth sitting in the rain to watch," I said glumly. Tara agreed because it really wasn't her kind of music in the first place. "Let's eat in the dining hall. At least we'll be dry and warm," I suggested. So with rain pounding on our ponchos, my wife and I made our way up the muddy dirt roads to the dining hall. We were soon sitting at a long picnic table, eating a hearty breakfast and drinking hot coffee. Musicians played on the stage at one end of the hall. "Well, what do you think?" Tara asked. "What at this moment is lacking?" I said, lifting my coffee cup as if to toast an occasion. I asked myself that little Zen question as we trudged through the mud to breakfast. "And?" she questioned. "Well, I decided warmth and dryness were lacking, but I have the ability to layer up with my clothes, so I'm plenty warm, and thanks to our ponchos and plastic tarps, we can easily remain dry. I'm here in these beautiful mountains with the people I love most in the world to have an adventure and listen to the music I most love in the world. So even if we're not up to sitting in the meadow to listen to the music, we can listen to it over the pirate FM radio station. So, I decided nothing is lacking. I'm fine with seeing it through. What about you?" Tara laughed and said, "I was processing myself the same way, but from my shaman perspective.